Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business people are either doing business to consumers or they're doing it business to business. And either way that you're doing it, you must really think about what you're doing. Today there is such a flood of information. There is so much distrust in the marketplace. People are just not really telling their customers or their clients the truth. Many people are using deceptive tactics to get people's attention. Have you ever listened to a webinar recently? Have you ever listened to what they do and how they do it? They'll place an ad on Facebook or Twitter, or maybe you'll get one in your LinkedIn and your stream or your LinkedIn, and it's talking about how this is going to be the best seminar in the world, and it's going to give you secrets and information, and they'll build the hype up. And they'll build it up so well that you want to click on. And they'll tell you, we are going to give you content. Content is the magic word of the day. So, you clear your schedule. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You're excited. This is what you've been looking for. This may be the answer that you need to help you get to where you need to be. And you start listening to the webinar. And they take 10 minutes to introduce themselves, telling you who they are. They take a few minutes giving you general information as to what you should do on the subject. And then they spend a great deal of time pitching you on why you should buy their product. And you get frustrated. Maybe I would have bought your product, but my goodness, you're not telling me anything here. I have spent over an hour of my time, 30 minutes have gone by, 40 minutes, 50 minutes. I'm still waiting to hear those magic words, and nothing happens. And the seminar is over, and you go, oh, what a waste of time. And after you listen to enough of these, and you seem to see that there's the same routine all of the time, where they pull you in with advertising, and then they give you deceptive information, and their only goal is to get you to the next step of buying. Do not create your business marketing like these webinar people are creating their marketing. Create your marketing honestly. Deliver the message. Give people content. Give them a reason to buy. Show how trustworthy you are. Show them that you're interested in them. Deliver. Don't just promise and then do nothing. I'm going to give you content and information that's going to help you solve your problem. But what I'm really going to do is I'm really going to talk about me. And I'm really going to tell you about why you want to buy my product and talk about me. Now, there's nothing wrong with selling a product. That's what we all do. That's how we pay the mortgage. That's how we make a living. But when you are deceptive in your marketing, people today are more sophisticated than they ever were. They see through it. They've heard it before. And because the business world is interesting and people are so interconnected, if you're not straightforward, if you don't deliver, if you have this great ad but you don't stand up to this great ad, and here's a perfect example. A supermarket runs an ad. We are the friendly place. It is fun to shop here. Come on in. And you go in and you get up to the checkout counter, and the checkout person is chewing gum, talking to the checkout person next door to them, paying no attention to what's going on, paying no attention to you, and they just blew millions of dollars in advertising because they didn't deliver. Deliver with what you promise, and your referrals will go up, your reputation will go up, your marketing dollars will be incredibly valuable. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.